So I've never been a fan of Chris Hardwick, aka former Nerdist dude geek. I don't even know what to describe him as. He was the host of The Talking Dead with Chris Hardwick on AMC, and I didn't necessarily meet him. I was standing by him while he was getting interviewed back in 2009, and this was at a Twitter conference. So I was gonna talk to him. I didn't know who he was. I just thought he looked interesting, and I talked to everybody who was getting interviewed or by my friends who were doing the interviewing. So I thought I would just talk to him after he was done, and he totally snubbed me. He did the whole acted like I wasn't even there glaze and just walked straight past me, and I was like, okay, I'm not here. But after reading that essay and knowing that he just wanted to talk to like big stars or people in the industry that could help him with his career, I figured that makes sense, because he was very Hollywood even back then. And he had written Nerdist on a piece of tape for the that little white thing with the clock. I don't even know what it's called. But I had taken it and I had put it on my laptop, and I had taken a picture of it, and someone was like, "Oh, neat. I didn't know you knew Nerdist." And I didn't know him. I just like grabbed the piece of tape that he had written on. And it wasn't until years later, after seeing him on TV and stuff, that I was like, "Oh yeah, that was the guy that I saw who was kind of a dick, not saying that I'm anybody to meet, but he wasn't really friendly at a networking convention, which is kind of defeats the purpose. I'm not saying everybody has to like want to meet everybody, but back then people were pretty open and friendly. And anyways, I think he's guilty. I don't care if he's saying that he never did it and that he's a father to be and whatever. He's full of shit. He seems like such a jerk, and my mom even said that he says raunchy stuff on the show because she watches The Talking Dead religiously because she loves The Walking Dead. But I know there's two sides to a story, and I don't know if we'll ever get to the real truth, but for now I believe the girl. I mean, why would she put herself out there and say this horrific story if it wasn't true? I mean, what does she have to gain from this? But I'm glad that AMC pulled the show, his Talking with Chris Hardwick show, and he is no longer gonna be at Comic-Con. And so fuck him. Everything comes back to bite you in the ass. Karma, bitch. Trust me, it works God works in mysterious ways. Anyways, hope you have a happy Father's Day. And peace and chicken grease. Bye.